hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, last week you heard part one of our adventure in Fiji. It's time for part two. We are, last time we left you, we were at the Sonosale Resort in Fiji, just, northeast of the Nandi International Airport. Fine resort. Dive Expo was phenomenal. We met some great folks. You heard about Matava. You heard about the Sonosale Resort. Now we've moved on in our adventure. We had to hop a plane at the airport and take a little puddle jumper flight over to a place called Paradise. Yes, I kid you not. And when we arrived, we kind of wondered, I think that, you know, we all were pretty tired after the night there at the Dive Expo. And a few of us maybe fell asleep during the plane flight. And when we woke up, we had arrived in Paradise. And Angela, what was your first thought, Mermaid Angela?
I thought the plane had crashed and we died and went to heaven, because that's how great the Paradise Resort is.
Yes, it is phenomenal. You're going to hear all about this resort here in the next hour here on the show. And I got to tell you, the bar has been raised once again. The properties we're seeing here in Fiji and the accommodations they offer and the massages. Oh, my God. Yes, you definitely feel like you died and went to heaven, don't you, Mermaid Tony?
It's absolutely a dream.
Yes, and Scott, now, you know, we have just completed our second day of diving. We're on our surface interval, and unique to this part of the world is that your surface interval you spend on the beach, and that's where we are after single Scott's 1,500th dive. And he's here to bask in the glory and work on his tan, I guess, at the same time.
Well, there's not a better place for an interval. I mean, we're here with the palm trees on the beach, nobody else here, after an amazing dive at 1,500. So, yeah, it couldn't be better.
Yeah, we got pictures to prove it. And we can thank Dive Tavayuni, who is the dive concession for Paradise Resort here in Tavayuni, on the island of Tavayuni in Fiji. John is the curator of that fine operation. How you doing, John?
I'm doing well. Glad to have you guys out here on the beach today.
Yeah, is curator the right word, or big kahuna? A lot of people are going with big cheese. What do you prefer?
Well, in Fiji, we call it tui, which would be the chief, but I'm just the manager and an IDC staff instructor.
All right, I'm going to go with tui. I like chief. I would go with that. What the heck? Back in the States, your chief to me, okay?
Fantastic.
Now we have done a couple days of diving. The first day off of Paradise Resort, you were taking us to a lighthouse area. Now, what was that area called?
That's actually Vuna Reef, on the south end of Tavayuni. We're the only dive operation that is allowed to dive there. And as you guys found out, it's really got some good dives.
Yeah, phenomenal wall diving. And is that what you experience mostly in this area, is walls or what?
We've got both. We're out here today on Rainbow Reef. Which, of course, top five dive site in the world, the Great White Wall. We've got wall dives, slope dives. We've got white sandy bottom dives with excellent coral bommies covered with all colors of soft corals that you will see in a rainbow.
Yeah, now this is the first area we've been to in Fiji where we've seen the elusive ribbon eels, the blue or yellow ribbon eels, right?
Blue ribbon eel. We actually have them on our house reef, which you guys also dove straight off the dock down to 65 feet. We've got a family of blue ribbon eels with juveniles and everything.
Yeah, what is it? About 50 feet from the dock, it drops off to like 300 feet. So you got this massive wall structure literally right in front of the resort. And it doesn't get any easier, let alone more prolific, as far as it comes to scuba diving. Did you plan that, or did Alan and Terry hook that up when they bought the resort a few years ago?
I'd like to give them credit, but yes, I planned that.
Okay, good. You know, that's how me and John have bonded. We're not modest folks. We will take credit any way we can. So now the resort the dive we've been doing today with Scott's 1500th dive is on Rainbow Reef, and let's talk about the fish factory. What is the story with the Fish Factory site we were just on?
Fish Factory is a great dive. It's one of the many reefs that encompass the entire Rainbow Reef system. It's a gentle sloping dive down to a wall again. And unfortunately, Charlie couldn't find the scorpion leaffish for you guys this morning. But
he found everything else. He got the ribbon eels. We had a little lionfish. Yeah, that was literally sleeping. I've never seen a lionfish like all collapsed. And it was sitting there on a some kind of coral head, collapsed in it, and then he kind of got up close to it, and it kind of blew up a little bit. But he was just, like, resting, and we probably interrupted his Fijian nap, I guess, huh?
Yeah, well, that's Charlie's friend, too. He sees Charlie coming, and the fish get a little bit aggro, so they they get ready for him.
Nice. Okay, so you guys run Dive Taviuni, which is the dive concession for Paradise and a few other operators here on the island, right?
That's true. We run up to 8 resorts. We've got 3 full-time boats that are able to handle groups of up to 30 with 2 standby boats. We're diving 3 boats a day almost every day from the north end to the south end of the island.
Yeah, and these are nice vessels, by the way. You know, when I came to Fiji, I was thinking, well, we might be diving on these pungas or some kind of wooden structure. These are, if not better than what we would experience in the States. Is that fairly typical for most of the operators, or is that you guys are just kind of a step above? Go ahead, take credit, John. I'm setting you up.
Again, yes, we are, I say, the premier dive resort in Fiji, the dive operation, Taviuni Dive. If you listeners are interested, check us out at www.taviunidive.com.
Okay, and that's not dub-dub-dub. You go with the W, because you're from the States, unlike the folks we were talking to at Sona Sally, which were from Australia.
I am from Minnesota, you know, but I've lost that accent, and I consider Fiji my home now.
Nice. Now, how do people become you, John? Now, people listening back home right now are thinking, you know, I want to be this guy. I want to work and live and make a living in Fiji as a dive instructor or, run a dive operation. How tough is it? Is it really living the dream or what?
It is living the dream. I started traveling to Fiji 17 years ago. Fell in love with the islands. Fiji, the island nation of over 333 islands. Fell in love with the people, the culture, the land, and I learned how to dive here open water through Dive Master. Got tired of the corporate business, and I still have friends and family back home that cannot believe I've almost been here 2 years now. And the only time I'm going home is to take my vacation back in Minnesota with the family. Other than that, I'm here to stay.
Yeah, I can understand why. And so was it the same kind of thing? You came here for a vacation and you fell in love with the place and said, hey, I'm not going to leave.
Well, kind of, because 17 years ago I just started diving, and it had been a dream of mine to open a dive shop here eventually. And after 17 years of medical diagnostics, I came here on holiday, went home, and 2 days later I quit my job, became a dive instructor down in Florida. Started looking for opportunities. After a short time in Vanuatu, I was lucky enough to find Taviuni Dive, and Carl and Muriel brought me over, and I've been here ever since.
Excellent. Now, Mermaid Tony is a dive instructor in Tavernier, Florida, and you know we're about a week into our two-week adventure. How many job offers have you had so far, Tony?
I think we're up to 3 now.
Three? What, are you counting this one as the third?
I think so. That's what you told me.
Yeah. Well, did we hook her up, John, or maybe, or what?
There may have been 3 job offers, but I think there's only one viable offer, and that's the one I gave you earlier.
Well, there you go. See, now they're competing for Mermaid Tony's talents, and those are for dive instruction, by the way, just to clarify. So we're just above board. We got to make sure we keep it straight. Now, Scott has achieved a milestone, like we said, 1500th dive. And Scott, You said it was kind of cool to do this. You did it at the Fish Factory. We got a picture to prove it. You're spending your surface interval here at the beach. Does it get any better than this in your world travels? Because you've been around a block a time or two when it comes to diving.
I don't see how it could ever get any better than this. I mean, the sun's out. The seas are glassed off. It's just beautiful. Perfect day. Was a very nice dive. It couldn't be better.
Yes, and yes, indeedy. And Angela, what about your thoughts on what we've experienced so far, and especially here in Paradise with Dive Tabby Uni?
Well, I'm just wondering when my mermaid job offers are coming through, because I want to stay too.
Well, I think that's what John was talking about. Because they're probably, if we hired one, you got to hire them in twos,
yeah,
or what? Buddy teams?
We could hire in pairs, but this would be a great opportunity for me to get more certifications to bring Angela up to an instructor.
Well, there you go. That's right, because she's an open water diver, or advanced open water, right?
Almost
advanced open water. So that would give you a little pet project to work with. What about Charlie? Let's bring Charlie over.
Yeah, let's get Charlie.
Charlie, come on over. Charlie is the resident dive. He's dive master.
Assistant
instructor in Fijian, right?
Yeah.
Now I got to ask you, Charlie, do you ever have mermaids on your dive charters, or is this a first for you?
This is a first one.
Would you like more?
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay, he didn't even hesitate. I didn't even finish the question, and he answered it. He's reading my mind. But we're kind of speaking a universal language with these mermaids, aren't we?
Yeah.
The Fijians, they're happy people, and I'm glad that we can bring some of that joy from our side of the world. Are you feeling that too, John? Is it kind of this whole Fijian experience is a very cultural type exchange from my perspective. I'm loving it.
I mean, you're gonna get a little mushy here. A lot of people that come to stay with us, they'll stay for a week, 10 days, and they will stand there crying with all the new Fijian friends they've made. Don't think I'm soft or anything, but I used to do exactly the same thing. The whole staff, the families, the friends you make will walk you to the beach. They'll say goodbye to you in your seaplane, your boat, whatever, and they sing you the going away song, and I guarantee that it's going to bring tears to everybody's eyes.
Yes, well, I don't doubt it. We had a little bit of that experience a couple years ago when we were at Benga, but this has been a whole different adventure, and much different so far. We're about a week into our two-week adventure, and I got to say the properties we've been to have been much different from each other than I expected. I kind of thought they were all going to be similar to the Benga, but we're definitely experiencing different vibes at different resorts, and they're all good. Is that kind of what you see, a nice cross-section in that regard?
Oh, without a doubt. In my first 17 years here, I traveled all the islands on the west side in the Mamanutha group and the Yasawa group. Culturally, a little bit different each, but the love you feel at every resort is exactly the same, and you get a little bit different feeling and visual at each place. So it's throughout the islands is different dialects, different cultural mix. It's so cool to experience. I can't explain it totally in words.
Yeah, well, we're going to try to capture as much as we can on today's show. We're in Paradise, literally. That's the name of the resort here on Tabby Uni, and it's Fiji night. So we're getting ready to join the local villagers and participate in a kava ceremony, dance ritual, God knows what else. And of course, we're going to throw our mermaids into the mix and see what kind of cultural exchange this makes. And hey, you're going to come along for the ride, so stick around. We got more coming up from Fiji on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
One of the great things about being on location when you're shooting Survivor is that when you have a day off, you have the ocean to go play in. A few seasons back, we had an afternoon off, so I decided to go scuba diving with Maria Sundin, one of our producers, and Mark Burnett, the executive producer of Survivor, The Apprentice, Rockstar. So, we get out there, everybody gets on the boat, there's a whole big group of us, we all get suited up, we get in the water, we're with our dive master, Pete, and we all start to go down.
Yes, you know, this is the closest thing it comes to living a real-life adventure of Survivor here in Fiji. We're at Dive Paradise. We've come back from the dive boat, and we're hanging out at a kava ceremony with about, I don't know, 30, 40, 50 people, I believe, guests, locals from the village. Alan is the proprietor here at Dive Paradise, or Paradise Tavauni. See, I'm not going to be able to talk very clearly right now because I've already had my first cup of kava, and I've been told that the kava here on Tavauni is the most potent and most, it's like the champagne of kava. Is that true, Alan?
That's very true. Very true, Greg.
Yeah, and it fits into Paradise quite well. Now, what makes it special? What's special about the Tavauni version of kava?
One of the important things about it is that it's organic. They don't use any chemicals when they're growing the kava, which is great. They grow it a lot longer than other places. So like a 7-year kava is the best kava you can ever get.
So I will drink no kava before it's time kind of thing, right? It's like the wine of the fine wine of kava.
Yep, that's exactly right. And so they cultivate it a lot later in life. And the water in the south end of Tavauni is the best water you've ever tasted in your life, better than any bottled water you could possibly buy. And that gives the kava the great taste as well.
Nice. So yeah, the water is filtered through all the volcanic rock and stuff like that, so therefore it's just more pure, right? There are no chemicals, no nothing. It's pure water, the best of the best, right?
Yeah, I mean, Tavauni, I don't know if you know, Greg, but it's actually made up of 28 volcanoes, which is what we are. And our water source comes from one of the volcanoes, 150 metres into it. It's just pumped out, no chlorine, no fluoride, no nothing.
Nice. Now, Alan, I got to ask you, how many people have you had come to your resort here at Paradise and think that their plane crashed and they were in heaven when they landed at the airport?
At the airport, not a lot, but when they've turned up here, nearly everyone.
Yeah, well, that's been the case with our crew, for sure. And it's just a spectacular, you know, the resort property. You guys have been, you put together what, about 4 years ago, you took this property over, and it was basically a backpacker, you know, not real high standards and that kind of thing. And you guys have just kicked it up a notch and really built it up into a full service, I don't know, 4 or 5 star resort, if you ask me.
Yeah, it was. We bought a really old, run-down, unloved backpackers. There was really nothing down here, and we actually lived here for about 4 or 5 months before we actually decided what we wanted to do and what would marry with the land and the landscape and the water out the front, and we created Paradise. And it's funny, the name Paradise actually came from all our guests. In our guest comment book, everyone was saying, oh my God, what a paradise. I just spent a week in Paradise. This place is Paradise. And when we were looking for a name, it jumped out at us, Paradise.
Yeah, well, I can see why. I mean, when we arrived to the property, I mean, I think everybody in our crew, from Mermaid Angela, Tony, Single Scott, our mouths just pretty much dropped right wide open, because the scene here at Paradise Tavauni is truly remarkable. I mean, it's hard to describe in pictures or words, but I got to tell you, once you come here, it will blow your mind. Everything you see in these pictures and the videos of Fiji, this is pretty much what it is in real life. It is truly a spectacular view they have here at Paradise Tavauni. And you know, you got some cool diving right here off the resort. I mean, the house reef, the shore diving here in front of the resort is just absolutely phenomenal. I don't think I've ever encountered anything like that on a shore dive. And on top of just the cool reef fish, the ribbon eels that we saw literally just a few feet from the dock, they have flashlight fish at night. Now, what are those things?
They're a very small fish, about 10, 12 centimeters long, and they have a phosphorescent sac underneath their eye, and they just live in a cave, which we have a lot of caves here because of all the lava tubes, and they come out at nighttime and flash all over the place. It's amazing.
It is, and when you have had a few glasses or cups, coconut shells of kava, I have a feeling the flashlight fish will take on a whole new meaning. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say.
All right, see, it's getting tougher to talk already, and I've only had one bowl of kava. You're going to hear the after effects coming up here in just a bit. Scott's already given me the high five. He's had 5 bowls. We'll talk to him next and tell you more about this just amazing resort in Fiji next. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
Well, we are feeling the pressure of kava. Now, I've had, I would say I've had like three, four tsunamis. Mermaid Tony's had maybe three low tides, which are like a small cup of kava. Is that true?
That is untrue.
Why?
I've had one low tide, a tsunami, and two high tides.
Why are you yelling at me then?
Sorry.
Yeah, okay. He's like, hook her up, hook her up. Come on. Scott, how are you holding up with this kava ceremony here at Paradise on Taviuni in Fiji?
Well, I stopped counting a couple ago, but I think I've had eight or nine tsunamis, and it's just been wonderful. What a show they put on today.
Yeah, it is quite impressive. We're hanging out with the locals here in Fiji on the island of Taviuni at Dive Paradise. And, you know, the thing is, when you talk to the locals, I asked them, how many cups of this kava, which is in like the half cup or half shell of a coconut, do you drink in an evening? And a lot of them said, we drink anywhere from 20 to 30 bowls of this stuff. And I got to tell you, after three or four, I'm definitely feeling some effect. Your lips go numb, your tongue goes a little wiggy there too. And, you know, it has a mellowing effect. Of course, the diving is done. And the dancing and kava drinking has begun. Now, Alan is pushing this stuff on us as well. And I got to tell you, though, it is a fun experience. It's definitely part of the Fijian culture that you have to take advantage of when you come to the islands. And supposedly that the most potent kava in Fiji right here on Taviuni. Are you feeling it, Tony, or no?
I actually am more than any of the other kava.
Okay, I think that was a yes.
That was a testimonial.
Actually, can we hook her up? Can we hook her up with a tsunami here? What's the story? Yeah, get that tsunami cup out. And what we'll do is kind of a before and after. And we'll have her count to like five, okay? And then we'll have you drink your kava and see if you can still count to five backwards after. It'd be like a little dive skill. Can you think you can pull this off, Tony?
This is like teaching an advanced class. After
exactly. It's like going down to 100 feet, except instead of diving, you're drinking a tsunami version of kava. All right, we got the cup ready. Let's take a break, get it all set up. We'll do it live on the show next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, live from Fiji.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba. Scuba diver. Scuba, 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 scuba. Scuba dooba hooba hobba. Scuba.
scuba diver.
All right, part of being a scuba diver in the islands of Fiji is partaking in a kava ceremony. That's what we're doing right now on the island of Tabiuni at Paradise Dive Resort. This place is absolutely phenomenal. We'll talk a little bit more about the resort with Alan and Terry, the proprietors of this fine establishment, in just a bit. But we are literally in the middle of a kava ceremony with the local villagers, and they're mixing some seriously potent kava for us. Now, you have Mermaid Tony here. They have low tide, high tide, and tsunami versions. Now, basically what they do, they take a half shell of a coconut, and they fill this thing to the brim with kava, and they drink it. Now, Tony's being handed the cup of kava. You're supposed to say what, Tony?
Bula.
Yeah, you're supposed to say bula, which is like hello or thank you or something like that, right?
Yes.
Yeah, and then you clap once, so go ahead and clap.
You clap, then you say bula.
Okay, then go, do it.
Can I do it? Can
yeah,
I do
yeah,
my
go.
Kava now?
Do this, yeah. We're doing it on the radio. Let's go.
Clap. Bula.
Bula. Okay, she's taking it. Glup, 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 glup.
Yeah.
Smooth, right? She's drinking it down. She's chugging it. No stopping. It's basically, you know, okay. And then you clap once or three times.
Mada.
Yes. And she makes that shake that you typically have after like a tequila shot. And then you say what?
Ouch.
How does it feel? How do you feel?
Like I just drank a bowl of muddy water. How right, do you think well, I feel?
I don't know. I'll tell you what. I want you to count from 10 to 0 backwards. Go.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
All right. That was too easy. 4 times 4.
8. 16.
There we go. See,
I
that's good kava.
I can't do math anyway. You know I can't do
oh,
math.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm going to blame. Unfair. I'm going to blame the kava.
Ask me to spell something. I just can't do math.
Okay, something.
S-O-M-E-T-H-I-N-G.
All right, well, she's...
That's my girl. Yeah.
See, the kava has a unique effect on math, evidently. Maybe not so much on spelling. But it feels good, doesn't it? Yes, just say yes. It's part of the whole culture, the Fijian culture. What about this, Angela? Are you up for this, too?
I'll have one tsunami. That is it.
One tsunami right here, please. Scott, how you holding up there, man?
Oh, that's good. I've been taking pictures, going to post them on the website and embarrass everyone that works for Scuba Radio.
Yeah, well, embarrass them? How? Exactly. Are you talking about my, what is this thing?
We're talking about your pink dress.
Yeah, what are we wearing here, Tony? What is this thing called? What is this?
It's a Sulu.
A Sulu. Like Sulu from like from Star Trek. Hey now.
Wasn't that Han Solo?
No, Sulu was from Star Trek. You know, the navigator from Star Trek was Sulu. That's what this is a Sulu?
Was his man's skirt pink as well, like yours?
Well, you know, I'm a little annoyed because they give these to you in the hotel. Whoa! Alan just grabbed the camera and took a picture under Single Scott's Sulu. And I don't know if he was going commando, but we're about to find out at scubaradio.com.
Oh, man. Are it was my camera, too.
Good times. Good times indeed. But, you know, he deserved it because basically Single Scott stole my Sulu from the Bula.
Beret.
Yeah, but he stole mine because he had pink and he did a switcheroo on me.
He had blue and he did a switcheroo.
Yeah, this, I'll tell you what, this is really bringing out the colors of my cheekbones.
It really looks great with your eyes, Greg.
Yeah, this is bad. This is just bad.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
You've heard us talk about our amazing adventures in Dominica. Experience the nature island for yourself July 9th through the 18th during Dominica Dive Fest. Buy 5 spots, get 1 free, and many other island-wide specials available. Scuba Radio will be there with mermaids in tow, and you should be too. Groups, dive clubs, buddy teams, or singles, everyone is welcome July 9th through the 18th for Dominica Dive Fest. Go to DominicaDiveFest.com now. That's DominicaDiveFest.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 22. To avoid stinging pain that leaves a nasty welt, never under any circumstances ever, ever ask a female dive buddy if she'd like to hold your safety sausage.
Get on top, honey.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, it means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Jeff Myers, the COO and Vice President of Training for Divers Alert Network. What's up, Jeff?
Not much, Greg. Feeling pretty mellow, actually.
You say that like it's unusual.
Nope. Just a moment of panic on the way down here this time.
Why?
Well, I got to the airport to fly down and thought I'd left my wallet at home.
Yep, that would make me panic, too. What'd you do?
Same thing I always tell divers to do. I stopped, got myself under control, thought through the situation, and realized I'd simply put my wallet in another pocket.
Way to deal with it. This sounds like a great topic for us to discuss.
What would you like to know?
Well, first, what is panic?
Well, panic is a sudden, overwhelming, intense reaction to a perceived threat or stressor. And I say perceived because panic doesn't necessarily have to be caused by something real. It only needs to appear real or be believed to be real.
Like believing every shark is going to eat you, right?
Right. They're almost always going to leave you alone. But if you've convinced yourself they're a constant and immediate danger, you might just panic when you see one, even when there's no actual threat.
But you can see how someone might get scared.
Sure. But fear and panic are two totally different animals. Fear and even anxiety can be both healthy and helpful. They produce adrenaline and make us more alert to danger, and that can assist in finding solutions to problems. Panic, on the other hand, goes beyond anxiety into the realm of irrational thought and full-blown terror. These are not helpful and actually can contribute to the inappropriate or harmful choices you see panic people make, if they react at all.
That explains why panic divers are sometimes unresponsive.
Yeah, panic tends to turn a person's focus inward, to the point that the perceptual narrowing we learned about in our dive training becomes a reality. The focus is zeroed in on one particular element of the problem instead of the whole scenario, which really impedes a person's ability to deal with it.
So what causes panic?
It begins with stressors and fear and escalates from there. It could be fear of the unknown, an imagined threat, the inability to deal with problems. The list is pretty long of what a person really fears. But as far as divers go, there are common stressors that tend to trigger the response that leads to full-blown panic.
Like what?
Fear of exceeding dive profiles and what might happen if you do is one. Task loading is another.
Environmental factors are a big one.
Absolutely. Fear of equipment failure is another. And just plain being out of your comfort zone, whether from peer pressure or your own choices, is probably the most common of all.
So telling people not to panic is easier said than done. Well, how do you really deal with it?
Well, the best way to deal with it is to try and avoid it in the first place. If you have a fear about something, like sharks eating you, talk to someone about it. Often hearing from others with experience can allay your fears and put your mind at ease. If you worry about your equipment failing, make sure you get it serviced and maintain it properly. Stay within your comfort zone. Don't go beyond your training and experience. And keep within your limits. If you're learning something new, take your time. Staying comfortable goes a long way in avoiding panic.
And take care of yourself. If you're not feeling up for the dive mentally or physically, just don't do it.
Excellent advice.
So if you're unable to avoid it?
Before you get to full-blown panic, you'll go through initial fear and anxiety. When you feel that coming on, stop. If you do nothing else, stop. Doing that will give you a chance to think. If you find you're having trouble thinking clearly, just breathe. Focus on your breathing and remind yourself that it means you're okay. The key is to try and retain some level of calm, because if you can do that, you'll be in a better position to find a solution to the problem.
And of course, once you find that solution, act on it.
Yep. Get yourself to the surface and inflate your BCD. Drop your weights if you have to, and signal for help if you need it. But above all, keep breathing as normally as possible, and try to stay relaxed.
What if it's your buddy who panics?
First, do your best not to join in. Second, don't do anything that will put you at risk.
Especially since they may not even realize you're trying to help them, right?
Right. If you have to approach, do so in a way that avoids flailing arms and legs. And if you're able to help alleviate a problem, like disentangling the diver or inflating their BCD, do it. Do what you can to help. But again, don't put yourself at risk.
Is there any way to be sure you avoid panic?
There are always ways to reduce the chances. We've talked about some of them here. But it's important to remember that no one's immune to panic, and there's no guaranteed way to avoid it. If you can identify fear factors, you can take steps to try and reduce the impact on you. But even the most seasoned divers who have supposedly seen it all can panic. And it can be for a variety of reasons. Disorientation, nitrogen narcosis, another problem he's unable to communicate. You just can't know. The best you can do is avoid what you know to be problematic. Try and recognize impending panic and deal with it while it's still anxiety. And maintain a level of coherency that will allow you to deal with the problem.
Comfort is the key, eh?
To so many things.
Some are more prone to panic than others, but no one's immune to panic. So be aware and be prepared. Know yourself and what makes you anxious, and do what you can to become comfortable with the situation. Stay within your comfort zone, and if you feel your anxiety start to rise, do your best to stay calm and in control. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, I have my cup of kava. Since we've just had the Dan tip, I think it's safe to go ahead and do another tsunami. This is a tsunami, isn't it?
That is not a tsunami.
This is a tsunami. Yes, absolutely a tsunami. Here we go. I've already clapped. I've said Bula. Let's chug this puppy. Oh, boy. Smooth. And I clap three times. One, two, three. I added that part at the end. But they clap. See, they enjoyed that. Right, Tony? That's how you do it.
I always enjoy watching you do that.
Yeah, do you? Well, thanks. Thanks. So, yeah, we're having a great time here at Dive Paradise Resort on Tavayuni. Alan and Terry are the proprietors of this establishment. And, you know, as we said earlier, they took over this property about 4 years ago. It was a backpacker, you know, resort, kind of low-end economy type of resort. And now they've kind of they've kicked this thing up to like 4 or 5 stars. They have these burrays that have really nice beds and all kinds of what are we doing?
It's your turn to play the
guitar. Oh, we got a guitar now too?
A guitar.
Sweet.
A guitar. Where are you from?
All right, so we're going to do some jamming, evidently.
The cowboy. Oh, sorry.
The scuba cowboy. I'll tell you what, he wish he was here, Alan. He's going to kick me. He's going to hit me when he sees the pictures from this place. You got just a fabulous resort here, don't you? I mean, you're living in paradise, and you named it that, I guess. Yep. Like, is that how it came to be?
No, remember I told you about
that. No, I don't remember anything at this point. I've had about 3 or 4 cups of kava. But we'll try to regroup, play some guitar, and be back next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Bigger is better. Just ask all the divers in Key West, Key Largo, Fort Lauderdale, and West Palm that consider their Divers Direct their friendly neighborhood dive center. Well, now it's Orlando's turn. Divers Direct on International Drive in Orlando is now open. And the grand opening celebration continues at all Divers Direct locations and at DiversDirect.com. Beat the summer rush and have your tank serviced now. Just mention this ad and receive $5 off your tank's VIP. Offer valid through June 13th.
Everything you could ever need as a diver can be found at Divers Direct, Florida's full-service dive shop. Your friends at Divers Direct love to travel, too, and you can come along. Check out their latest dive adventure opportunities at DiversDirect.com. Divers Direct, Florida's local dive shop with stores in West Palm Beach, Fort Lauderdale, Key Largo, Key West, and now open in Orlando. Don't have a Divers Direct store near you? Remember, they're always open at DiversDirect.com.
So, tell me true, are you guys for scuba?
What does that mean?
I'm like the unofficial scuba king of Sandbart. So, if you are for scuba, I take you out on the boat, I show you the coral reef, and we have kind of like a scuba party.
You know, that sounds great, but we're not certified, so we're going to have to pass.
That is no biggie. I get you resort certified, couple of hours.
I have always wanted to try it.
Yeah?
And welcome back to the world's first... I forgot I have to use the microphone when I do this show, don't I? But we are back here in Fiji. We're drinking kava. Oops, I got to clap first, don't I? Clap, Bula. Here we go. Just chug this puppy. Woo!
Yeah! Drink it!
Put your claps back on!
I got your Sula right here. Woo! Take a look at that.
You didn't clap.
I didn't clap. Sorry. There we go. Now take a look at this. Okay, there we go. Now we're having a great time, aren't we? This is too much fun, isn't it, Angela?
Of course. We're having a great time. Everybody's here.
Angela's playing guitar. She's never played guitar in her entire life.
It turns out I'm really good at it.
When she's on kava, absolutely. Tony, what?
Keep going.
Okay, just keep going. Tony, are you having a good time or what? Come on.
I'm having a phenomenal time.
Is everybody having a good time here? Really? I mean, Paradise Resort on Tabayuni, I mean, I'll tell you what, they've definitely set the bar just an inch or two higher than what we've experienced so far. We're getting ready to head down to the southern and southern western end of the Big Island here in Fiji, and you'll hear all about that here in an hour or two. But I got to tell you, this resort here in Paradise on Tabayuni, unbelievable. And Alan, I got to ask you, well, first of all, Alan, what's the website? Because we got to send people to your website so they can come here and book this adventure and experience this type of thing themselves, because it's beyond diving. I mean, it's a whole cultural experience that you offer here. It's truly phenomenal.
Yes, it is. And they can go to paradiseinfiji.com.
ParadiseNFiji.com. Go there, check out the pictures. We're going to have tons of pictures and video at scubaradio.com. And I guess we did answer one question, that if you drink enough kava, you probably should not be doing a radio show. Is that fair to say?
At least in my case, yes.
All right. Good times indeed. We got another hour on deck once again. We're heading down to the Pacific Harbor area. We're going to do a phenomenal shark dive. And zip lining, whitewater rafting, this is all part of the adventure of when you come to the Fijian Islands. And truly an amazing experience awaits you. And hey, you're welcome to come along and join us for the ride here in hour two. So stick around, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, coming to you from Fiji.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard
blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.